brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord for giving us another opportunity to delve into His Word today.
感谢主又给我们机会，今天我们继续来一起来交通主的话。
If you may please turn with me in your Bibles, let's first turn to Mark chapter 12.
让我们来一起翻到圣经的马可福音十二章。
Mark chapter 12, and let's start from verse 28.
让我们从马可福音十二章的第二十八节开始读。
Mark 12:28. One of the scribes came and heard them arguing, and recognizing that he had answered them well, asked them, "What commandment is the foremost of all?"
二十八节，有一个文士来听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答的好，就问他说，诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？
Jesus answered.The foremost is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
耶稣回答说，第一要紧的，就是说，以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的主。
And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
The scribe said to him, Right, teacher, you have truly stated that he is one, and there is no one else besides him.
那文士对耶稣说，夫子说，神是一位，实在不错，除了他以外，再没有别的神。
And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as himself is much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.
并且尽心、尽智、尽力爱他，又爱人如己，就比一切燔祭和各样祭祀好得多。
When Jesus saw that he had answered intelligently, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God.After that, no one would venture to ask him any more questions.
34节，耶稣见他回答的有智慧，就对他说，你离神的国不远了，从此以后，没有人敢再问他什么。
So that was Mark 12:28-34.
这就是马可福音12章我们读的28到34节。
Now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
让我们再翻到以弗所书的第六章。
The letter of Paul to the Ephesians, and we'll read the concluding two verses of the epistle.
让我们来读这个最后总结的这两个小节，第六章。
So Ephesians 6 verse 23, Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
23节，愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神和主耶稣基督归于弟兄们。
24. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love.
24节，并愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。
And then brothers and sisters can turn with me once more. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
让我们再翻到最后一处，就是启示录的第二章。
Why don't we read the first four verses?
我们读前面四小节。
Ephesians 2, To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this,
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说，
I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not.And you found them to be false.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
And your perseverance and have endured for my name's sake and have not grown weary.
你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Let's turn to the Lord in a word of prayer.
让我们一起有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this morning.
我们感谢你给我们这样一个早上。
That on this first day of the week, that you can bring us back into your word.
要在这一周的第一天要把我们带回到你的话语当中。
We ask that this morning that you may speak to us directly.
我们求你在这个早上亲自的来对我们讲话。
Let all of us have a ear willing to listen.
让我们都有能够可听的耳朵。
A heart willing to receive your word.
让我们都能有接受话语的心。
And we ask that indeed that you may just shine your illuminating light on all the darkness in us.
主啊，真是求你的光，真是照亮我们心里面一切的黑暗。
That you may use your word to reveal anything that needs to be changed.
用你的话启示我们，然后改变我们。
So that we may truly learn how to love you.
让我们真的是明白如何爱你。
So we thank you and praise you for giving us this time.
我们感谢你给我们这样的时间。
And we pray that indeed that your word may edify us this morning.
真的是我们求你的话语今日就充满我们。
We thank you and praise you and pray all these things in your son's most holy and precious name.
我们的祷告祈求是奉你儿子宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So good morning once again, brothers and sisters.
再一次给大家问安，早上好。
About a year and a half ago, I had shared on what the Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 2.
大概一年半以前，我曾在这里跟弟兄姊妹分享关于约翰一书的部分。
And brothers and sisters are need to recap those 1 John chapter 2 verses 15 to 17.
当时是我们分享到了约翰一书的第二章十五到十七节。
And the Apostle John's message to the saints was, "Do not love the world nor the things in the world."
那时候约翰的他的写道，不要爱世界和世界上的事。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为如果一个人爱世界，那爱父的心就不在他里面了。
And the majority of that day's sharing focused on how loving the world is a futile act.
我们那个当时的那个分享集中在不要爱世界上的事情。
And because the world and its lusts are all passing away.
因为这个世上的一切的事情都会要过去。
But more importantly, loving the world prevents us from being able to love God.
更重要的是，如果我们是爱世界的话，就阻挡了我们去爱父的这样的心。
Now I remember during the message review session afterwards with the younger ones.
我记得在那一次交通之后，我们在一起来复习信息的时候。
Someone asked a very interesting question.
有一个人就问了一个非常有意思的问题。
And the person asked, "I can understand how to not love the world."
我可以，他说，我可以明白什么叫做不去爱世界。
But what does it mean to love God?
但是我不明白的是什么叫做爱神。
And it was such a simple yet a very profound question at the same time.
这是一个其实好像很简单的问题，但其实是一个很深奥的问题。
And due to the time constraints, we weren't able to address it that day during message review.
因为那天我们的时间很少，所以没有办法深入的来交通这个问题。
But I've pondered over that question ever since.
但是这个问题好像一直就从那个时候就在我心里面了。
And then if we fast forward to a little over a month ago when we were at the Memorial Day retreat.
如果我们再回想我们在春令会孙弟兄的信息。
Brother Godwin's son brought up the church at Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2.
Yeah, 那个孙弟兄交通的是在启示录第二章提到的关于以弗所教会的光景。
And if you recall and you know, based on what we just read,The Lord recognizes all their deeds and toil and perseverance.
就像我们刚才读到的，在以弗所书，在启示录第二章里提到的，尽管那个教会的弟兄他们有他们的行为、劳碌和忍耐。
He knows that they've shown discernment in identifying false prophets.
甚至他们还有那个辨别假先知的那样的辨别力。
He knows that they have endured for His name's sake.
他们也愿意为主的名去劳苦。
However, even with all these external things, the Lord still warns them that they are at risk of having their lampstands removed.
他们做了如此多的好的见证，但是主仍然警告他们，他们面临着那样的一个危险，就是他们的金灯台可能会被挪去。
And it's all because they had left their first love.
原因告诉我们，就是因为他们把那个起初的爱失去了。
And what's interesting here is that this is the same church that Paul addressed earlier in his epistle.
有意思的是， 这个教会恰恰是在早期，在早一些时间，在保罗的书信里面，给以弗所书里面提到的这个教会。
And many people say that Paul's epistle was written 30 years prior to John's revelation.
我们知道，给以弗所教会的书信大概写自这个启示录之前大概30年。
And so there Paul says, Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love.
在那里面，保罗对以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹们说到，愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。
And some versions say an undying love.
这个诚心在有的译本里面呢被讲作不就是那个诚心的爱心呢，就是那个不死的爱心，那个不朽坏的爱心。
And so the same church that received such a precious message ended up leaving their first love.
我们看到就是这样一个之前能够有这么好的启示给他们的教会，最后他们竟然能够离弃了那个起初的爱心。
And therefore, my burden today is to talk about the importance of loving God.
所以我今天的特别的负担就是来交通关于爱主这件事情，爱神这件事情。
Because from the church at Ephesus, I think it will serve us well to remind ourselves of this importance.
因为我知道对于我们爱主爱神这件事情是最重要的。
And not only is it important to, but we actually have a need to love God.
它不仅重要，而且它是一个必须的，我们需要去这样做。
Because after all, loving God should be the supreme aim of the Christian.
因为毕竟爱神是每一个基督徒至高的这样的目标。
It's why the Lord Jesus said that the most commandment is loving God with all our heart.
所以这也是基督耶稣对我们说，他说爱神是第一要紧的诫命。
With all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength.
他说要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力。
In other words, the purpose of our entire being should be marked by this complete love for God.
换句话说，就是说我们基督徒整个生命的目的就是要对神有那个完全的爱。
And of course, I believe that loving the Lord with every fiber of our being is a lifelong lesson to be learned.
我也深知爱神爱主这件事情其实是我们每个人一生都要去学习的一个功课。
So by the Lord's grace, and if he wills, today we can dig deeper into this topic.
靠主的恩典，我们今天愿意更多深入的来交通这一点。
That he may reveal to us what it means to love God.
希望他也启示给我们，让我们明白什么叫做爱神。
What it entails to love God.
到底爱神这个内容都包括一些什么。
Now, in Mark 12, the Lord talks about loving God.
在马可福音的第十二章，主教导我们爱神。
And then in the epistle to the Ephesians, Paul talks about loving the Lord.
在以弗所书第六章，保罗又教导我们如何爱，要爱主。
So I want to start off by posing this question.
所以我打算以一个问题来开始我们今天的交通。
Is loving God and loving the Lord the same thing?
就是爱神和爱主是同一件事情吗？
I ask that you consider this question again. Is loving God and loving the Lord the same thing?
就是爱神和爱主是一样的吗？
So we know that when the Lord talks about loving God, he's referring to the Father.
那我们可以看到，当我们的主说爱神的时候，他指的是爱那位父神。
And then when Paul talks about loving the Lord, he is referring to Christ.
当保罗说到爱主的时候，他指的是爱基督耶稣。
And I believe it's important that we understand the distinct yet co-equal persons that are being referenced.
我们应该明白，他们是既不同又是一样的。
Because it is God the Father who sent His Son into the world.
因为我们知道是父神将这个子神来派遣到这个世上。
And it was our Lord, the Son, who took on flesh and walked amongst man free of sin.
我们知道是这一位子神，他降世，成为肉身来到世上，然后在罪人中间，他是无罪的，行走在罪人的中间。
It was the Son of God who died on a cross for our sake, so that if we believe in Him, we would not perish but have eternal life.
我们也知道是这位子神，他死在十字架上，因此让我们所有信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
It is God the Father who adopts us into His family and considers us joint heirs with His Son.
是父神接纳我们到他的家中，让我们他认为我们这些是与他的儿子能够是同样的同等地位的继承人。
Now I bring this up that we need to understand the distinct persons because we need to know that in order to love properly.
我们要区分这里面的不同，因为让我们可以更准确的知道我们爱的是谁。
Because in order to love properly, there needs to be a specific recipient of this love.
因为我们如果清楚的知道我们怎样爱的话，我们需要知道好像这个爱的对象要是谁。
We don't blindly offer our love to some abstract entity.
我们不是好像是一个抽象的一个对象。
We don't offer our love to some obscure character.
我们也不是把我们的爱付诸于那个好像一个神秘的一个形象。
That by revelation from the Holy Spirit, we develop this clear love for the Father and for the Son.
借着启示，我们其实是非常清楚的知道，我们爱的对象是这位父神和子神。
So I'll use a personal example to highlight again this difference between these persons.
我想用一个例子来表明这样的不同。
And this is perhaps an experience that many of us have shared before.
这个例子我好像之前也和交通当中提到过。
When you're in a public setting, especially when there are non-believers,
当我们在好像公开的场合谈论的时候，尤其是面向一些不是基督徒的人。
Have you ever felt that it's easier to say phrases like "Thank God" instead of "Thank the Lord"?
你有没有感觉到好像你开口说感谢神，要比说感谢主要容易一些？
And I think it's perhaps we live in a country where the idea of God is accepted.
我觉得这个背后的原因可能是我们生活在这样一个国家，好像从普遍的文化上，大家能够接受神这件事情。
I know that when I was growing up at school, we would have to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
也在我长大的时候，在学校里上学的时候，我们需要有一个誓言，好像每天要念那个誓言宣誓。
And there was that phrase, one nation under God.
在那个誓词里面呢，它有一句话，就是在神之下的一个国家。
Even non-believers would cite this when they're saying the pledge.
即使是那些不相信、不认识神的人，他也能够去来念这句话，来背诵这句话。
Now I hear that this phrase under God is being challenged.
但是
The phrase under God?Is now being challenged.
Okay,
trying to take it out.
现在好像在这誓词当中在神之下这句话被开始被挑战，甚至被建议要从誓词里面挪去。
But for the most part, mentioning God seems to be socially acceptable.
好像从社会的角度来讲，好像这句话是可以接受的，就是感谢神。
And perhaps because there are so many other religions that have gods.
也许也是因为好像不同的宗教他们都会有指代他们这样他们会说到有神。
However, mentioning the Lord feels different.
但是同样的当我们提到主的时候好像就困难一些。
Because when you mention the Lord, all of a sudden it seems very taboo.
因为好像这是一个非常明显的标志当我们提到主的时候。
Because this phrase starts to make people feel uncomfortable.
当我们好像一说到主的时候，就会有使得一些人感觉到不太舒服了。
Because when we say the Lord, people know who we are referring to.
当我们提到主的时候，人们马上就能知道其实我们指的是谁。
There's a particular weight behind that title.
因为在这个字背后，其实是有大家知道他指的是谁。
There's the introduction of a person that goes against the common worldview. There's the introduction of a person who goes against the common worldview.
Common worldview.
It's a perspective, common perspective.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's an introduction of a person who go against common thinking.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. No, that's okay. So a person who is fully God and fully man.
这一位主他 既是完全的人，又是完全的神。
Who came to this earth to seek out sinners and to grant those who believe in him eternal life.
他来到这个地上是来寻找人，让信他的人能够得到永生。
And for those who do not believe in him, a most tragic fate.
当剩下那些不能够相信接受他的人。
And so there is a difference.
所以在这里面我们看到主跟神 是有不同的。
And that's why, brothers and sisters, we need to explicitly know who it is that we love.
所以我们就特别的需要清楚我们爱的是主，爱的是神，这个他们是有不同的。
At the same time, however, loving God and loving the Lord is the same thing.
而同样的在我们又可以说爱神跟爱主是同样一件事情。
So the answer to my earlier question should be yes and no.
所以对我之前提出的那个问题的回答就是答案既是肯定的又是否定的。
Because to love God the Father is to love the Lord Jesus.
因为我们知道要爱神就是去要爱主，如果要爱主的话就是去爱神。
Right, and our brother said, to love the Lord is to love the Father, exactly. So you cannot do one without the other.
你不可能做一件事而不去做另外一件事情。
There are two sides of the same coin.
就好像一个硬币的两面。
So if we look at what the Lord says in John chapter 5,
让我们再来看一下主的话在约翰福音的第五章。
We turn to verses 42 and 43.
在第五章的42-43节
Here the Lord is speaking to the Jews.
这个时候主耶稣是对那些犹太人来讲话。
Verse 42, But I know you that you do not have the love of God in yourselves.
但我知道你们心里没有神的爱。
I've come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him.
我奉我父的名来，你们并不接待我。若有别人奉自己的名来，你们倒要接待他。
So if the Jewish leaders truly loved God, they would have received the Lord who came in the Father's name.
这些犹太人他们是认识神的，但是他们不能接受这位奉父神名来的这位主。
And so they were deceiving themselves when they said they loved God, yet denied the Lord.
所以他们是他们说他们认识神，但是他们去拒绝这位主。
And then if we turn to John chapter 8, we'll look at verse 42.
让我们再来看约翰福音的第八章的42节。
Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and have come from God, for I have not even come on my own initiative, but he sent me.
第八章四十二节，耶稣说：“倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我，因为我本是出于神，也是从神而来，并不是由着自己来，乃是他差我来。”
Therefore, brothers and sisters, what is the greatest evidence that you love God?
弟兄姊妹，你觉得你爱神那个最重要的那个证据是什么？
It's that you love Jesus.
那个最重要的证据就是你爱耶稣。
And what's the greatest proof that you love Jesus?
那么同样的，你觉得你爱耶稣那个最重要的证据是什么？
It's that you love God.
就是你爱这位父神。
These two things are inseparable.
他这两件事情其实是完全不能够分割的。
And so for this reason, for the rest of the sharing, when I mention loving the Lord, your brothers and sisters can and should equate it to loving God.
OK, 因为这样的原因，所以我们接下来的交通，当我谈到爱神和爱主，我把他们都是放在一个同等的含义上，就是他们是一个意思。
So then, what does it mean to love the Lord?
所以到底爱主意味着什么？
What does loving the Lord look like?
到底爱主是应该有怎样的行为？
Now, these were the type of questions I have been personally...searching for after that message review session.
关于这些问题，自从那次我们复习交通之后，好像这个一直就是在我个人的心里，我就一直在寻找这样的答案。
And personally, there were four places in Scripture that helped me better understand what it means to love the Lord.
我发现有四处的经节对于我理解这个问题特别有帮助。
And of course, by no means is this an exhaustive list.
当然，这肯定不是一个完全的一个涵盖所有的一个 list 一个清单，不是那样的。
my hope is how this list helped me that it would also help you.
但是我希望这几处我要交通的经节也能够帮助你来理解这个问题。
So let's first turn to Matthew chapter 10.
让我们先来看马太福音的第十章。
Let's read verses 37 to 39.
让我们从37读到39节。
He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
37节，爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
不背着他的十字架跟从我的也不配做我的门徒。
He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it.
得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
I'm sure many brothers and sisters are familiar with this passage.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹对这一部分的经节非常熟悉。
In fact, I think this passage was mentioned a couple of times the past couple of weeks.
我想在过去的几周交通当中，我们好多次来引用这一处经节。
So I'm confident that brothers and sisters know that this passage is not telling us to hate our family members.
我们肯定了解这一部分的经节并不是让我们去恨恶我们身边的亲人。
After all, loving Christ will teach us how to truly love those around us.
相反，如果我们真的是爱主的话，我们就更能知道如何爱身边的人。
Rather, this is emphasizing the supremacy Christ ought to have in our hearts.
但是这一部分却告诉我们，对于基督徒来讲，最重要的是什么？
If we recall, the context of this passage was that the Lord was speaking about how divisions will arise because there will be those who refuse to accept Christ.
如果我们了解这段经文的背景的话，我们就知道在这个时候主耶稣正在谈论因为有人拒绝接受基督将会引起的那个分裂。
And these people who deny the Lord will persecute those who do believe.
那些不相信的人会去迫害相信主的人。
And sometimes these persecutors may be our very own immediate family members.
我们有的时候甚至会发现那迫害来自于甚至是家里的那个最亲的亲人。
And so when push comes to shove, will we be willing to sacrifice these close relationships for the sake of following Christ to the very end?
所以好像说当那个迫害来的时候，你愿意说为着跟从主到底的缘故，能够你愿意牺牲那样的亲密的关系吗？
And not only do we need to put Christ before others,We need to put Christ before our own lives.
这里面讲到不仅是我们要把基督摆在别的事情之前，甚至要把基督摆在我们自己之前。
Does the Lord hold the preeminent position in your heart?
就是主基督要在我们的心里面占据那个最高的那个位置。
How blessed is the one who can truly answer yes to that.
我希望借着靠主，我们都能够对这个问题回答是的，我愿意。
If I ask you right now, what is it that you desire the most right now?
如果我现在问你，在你心目当中，你最最渴慕的那个东西是什么？
Is that thing of God or related to God?
那个东西是神自己，还是一些别的事情，关于神的别的事情？
And if it was, can you confidently say that nothing caused even the slightest bit of hesitation?
如果你愿意的话，你觉得还有没有其他的东西影响你，甚至让你有一点点犹豫在回答这个问题的时候
？No, if the answer to either of these questions were no, then we should go to the Lord.
如果你不能够肯定的回答，那你真的是应该来到主面前。
And ask that He would show us.That he is greater than these things.
这是求他向你能够表明，他真的是比那一切都更美更好。
That he is more lovable than these things.
他比其他一切都更为可爱。
Now this passage has recently taught me another thing.
这部分经节也告诉我了另外一部分内容。
We have said that the referencing of fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters is to show that we ought to love Christ even more than those closest to us.
在这里面引用到提到父亲啦、母亲、儿女，他其实是为了显示我们应该对我们的主应该有的那种爱。
However, I also think that the love between these family members is meant to display a type of the love that we have for Christ.
我们在亲人之间的那种爱的感觉告诉我了我应该对神有的应该有的那样的爱。
Why do you love your parents?
就是让我们思想你为什么会爱自己的父母。
For those who are parents, why do you love your children?
做父母的思想为什么会爱自己的孩子。
Do we love our parents and our children because we expect them to give us something?
我们爱父母爱子女是因为从这个爱当中我们能得到利益吗能得到自己的私利吗
Do we love them because we are hoping to get something out of that relationship?
你这样的爱是因为你觉得从那关系当中你能得到的好处吗
I think in normal circumstances, of course not.
我觉得不是这样的。
Children love their parents because of who they are.
孩子之所以爱父母只是因为他们是他的父母。
And parents love children because of who they are.
而父母爱孩子也只是因为孩子是谁，孩子是他们的子女。
This love is not a self-serving love focused on personal fulfillment or gain.
这个爱不是那个自私的，出于自私的那个动机，好像个人可以得到什么样的利益。
This is a love wholly based on who they are.
这个爱是完全基于那个对象是谁而来的。
Brothers and sisters, our love for the Lord should be similar in nature.
我们爱主也是这样的，本质上是一样的。
Do we love the Lord only because of what we can gain from Him?
我们爱主不应该是因为我们可以从主身上得到好处。
Do we love the Lord only in the good seasons?
我们爱主应该是
Do we love him only in the good seasons?
Yeah. 我们难道爱主只是为了这样的好处吗？
Or when we receive blessings from him?
或者是我们从神那里领受了祝福，我们才爱他吗？
You know, I'm reminded of hymn 426 in our hymn books.
我就想到了我们唱的诗歌426首里面。
And I'll just read the first verse.
我只来读第一节。
It says, Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord.
他说前要的是祝福今要主自己
Once it was the feeling, now it is his word
前要的是医治今要主自己
Once his gifts I wanted, now the giver own
前我贪求恩赐今要恩赐者
Once I sought for healing, now himself alone
前我寻求能力今要全能者
Now, Loving the Lord entails loving him for who he is
爱主就是因为主他到底是谁
It means loving his name
他的意思就是我们爱他的名
It means loving his goodness
我们爱这位主的良善
It means loving his excellencies
爱他的那些美德
It means loving his holiness
爱他的圣洁
It means loving the things that the Lord loves
我们爱主所爱的一切
We often hear that parents would do anything for their children
我们也知道父母常常愿意为自己的子女做任何的事情
Someone can offer a parent all the riches in the world in exchange for his or her child.
父母都会觉得哪怕用世上一切的财富与他的孩子来交换他也是不愿意。
For example, someone offered our brother all the money in the world for Micah and Melody.
比如说像我弟兄他肯定不愿意用任何的财宝去交换他的女儿 Melody.
And the normal response would be for the parent to reject the offer with no hesitation.
我想当这样的问题来到一个父母面前父母肯定丝毫不会犹豫就会拒绝
Why is that?
为什么会这样
It's because the parent knows that the child is a far greater treasure
因为父母知道子女是远远比这一切更宝贵的财富
But the Lord tells us that loving him should go even beyond that
但是主告诉我们爱主甚至要比这一切比这样的爱还要多
Do we view our Lord as the greatest treasure?
我们有没有看到我们的主比这一切的宝物更加宝贵
Do we see him as irreplaceable by anything?
我们有没有看到我们这位主没有办法用任何东西来代替
Unfortunately, I think our lives are sometimes marked in a way where the Lord seems dispensable.
感谢主我常
We often live our lives in a way where the Lord seems secondary.
我们遗憾的是我们常常会在一个光景当中觉得好像我们的主是不是第一重要的
that there always seems to be that one thing that is slightly more important than the Lord
好像常常在我们生活当中都有一个东西比主好像还是重要一点
But let us remember the words in Psalm 73.
但是当我们来思想在诗篇73章里面讲到的。
Verse 25 says, Whom have I in heaven but you, and besides you I desire nothing on earth.
诗篇73章25节除你以外在天上我有谁呢？
If this is how we love the Lord,
如果我们是这样来爱主的话，
then even in life's lowest points,
哪怕是哪怕是只有
or our worst moments in life,
哪怕是我们我们自己觉得最宝贵的那个东西在地上，
or in life's darkest moments,最黑暗的
或者是我们觉得我们不管是在我们觉得最好的日子还是觉得在最黑暗最难过的日子，
Then we will have reason to praise the Lord.
我们都有那个理由去来赞美主，
we will have reason to worship him.
我们都有理由 来敬拜我们的主，
Because the world and everything about it may change.
因为这个世上的环境都是一直在改变，
We ourselves may stumble and fall.
我们有的时候可能会跌倒，
But our Lord never changes.
但是我知道我们的主从来不改变。
And so our love for him will no longer be dependent on how we feel or what our emotions are.
所以我们对他的爱是不应该因着周围的环境来改变的。
We love him because of who he is.
因为我们爱他就是因为他是谁，他是主。
We love him because he is I am.
我们爱他是因为他是说我是的那一位。
We love the Lord for who he is.
我们爱主是因为他是我们的主。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5 verse 3.
我们再来看读一下圣经的约翰一书第五章。
It says, For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
约翰一书五章三节，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
The one who loves God demonstrates obedience to him.
爱主的人，他的表现是他顺从主。
And the English translation uses the phrase keep his commandments.
在英文里面，圣经里用的这个词叫守他的诫命。
The word keep indicates a constant obedience.
守的意思就是那个长时间的始终不断的那样的顺从。
It's not only when we find the commandment to be easy.
他并不是说当我们发现他的诫命容易守的时候才做的事情。
It's not only when we find the commandment to be convenient.
也不是说我们发现他的诫命好像非常对于我们自己也是很方便的一个事情就做到。
It's all the time.
不是那样，是始终不断的。
Now, what makes this particular verse very precious to me is the fact that it says his commandments are not burdensome.
我觉得特别宝贵的一处是他说他的诫命不是难守的。
Brothers and sisters, were there ever moments where you found it burdensome to obey the Lord?
当我们如果顺从主的话，我们就会发现他的那个担子不是重担，他的诫命不是难受的。
Right. So if there are moments where you found it burdensome to follow the Lord, why is it then that he would say his commandments are not burdensome?
Yeah, 但为什么有的时候我们会发现他的担子是为什么神告诉我们他的担子并不是难的？
So on one hand, the commandments of the Lord are not burdensome when you compare them to man-made religious traditions.
我想一方面是说，当我们把神的诫命跟那个人手创造的宗教的规条相比的话，我会发现神的命令不是难守的。
You see, man-made religious traditions require you to uphold all these different rules and regulations in order to be considered one who loves God.
我们发现人手创立的宗教就会有很多的不同的规条制度，好像规定你做这些做那些才是爱主的表现。
It requires you to follow all these different rituals in order to be seen as upright.
好像要做到所有的这一切才是做了对的事情。
But the Lord is not like that.
但是神不是那样的。
You remember his words in Matthew 11, For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我们记得主在马太福音的十一章说到，他说我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
We need to understand that works are not a requirement to love the Lord.
我们应该明白行为并不是那个爱主的一个要求一个条件。
In fact, we should know that works were never a requirement to begin this relationship with the Lord in the first place.
甚至行为都不是那个你能够开始和基督建立关系的那样的要求。
If we think that we need to do something in order to love God, then of course it will feel burdensome.
如果我们觉得我们需要做出一些行为才能够好像去爱主的话，那我们立即就会感觉那是一个重担了。
It's no different than a non-believer who relies on good deeds to prove to God that they are worthy of being saved.
好像对那些不信的人，他们也会去有去做好的行为。
Works are not a prerequisite to love.
我们知道行为不是那个爱神的一个要求。
Rather, it is a fruit of love.
相反的是，它是那个爱神所带出来的结果，爱神所结的果子。
John wrote, "This is the love of God that we keep His commandments."
约翰说，你们约翰福音里面写到，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命。约翰一书里面，
第三章，三节。
OK， 五章。约翰一书刚才我们读的经节就是，遵守神的诫命就是爱他。
It's not that keep His commandments so you can love.
他不是说。你要遵守他的诫命，然后你才可以爱。
You know, the Lord Jesus says in John, Gospel of John, chapter 14, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
在约翰福音十四章十五节，他说：“你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。”
In other words, love comes first, and then doing the commandments comes after.
换句话说，爱是那个先行的，因着有了爱，爱主才能带出来遵守主的命令。
So, brothers and sisters, I hope you understand that nuance.
我希望弟兄姊妹能够明白这里面的细节。
When you have the perspective that works are a fruit and not a requirement,
当我们明白行为是那个果子而不是那个前提的要求，
then keeping his commandments won't feel burdensome anymore.
当我们再来就能明白遵守神的诫命并不是难的，担子并不是重的。
You know, this leads to the other reason why obedience should not be burdensome.
这就告诉我们为什么顺服并不是一个难的事情，并不是一个重担。
You know, if we love the Lord, then we no longer care about what's easy or what's convenient.
当我们真的爱主的时候，我们不会去在意说哪个是容易的，哪个是轻松的。
Think about someone you love.
当我们，你可以想象一下，思想你爱的人。
When you can do something to help them or make them happy, there's no such thing as something being too difficult or inconvenient.
当有一些事情好像你做了能够帮助他，帮助你爱的人，取悦你爱的人，好像这个时候你觉得愿意去做这些事情都不困难。
We are more than willing to go out of our way to please that person.
我们好像愿意不顾一切的去取悦我们爱的人。
We proactively look for opportunities to help that person.
我们好像愿意创造一切的机会为我们的爱的人。
Not only are we willing to, but we actually find joy in doing so.
而且我们会觉得不仅我们愿意这样去做，而且好像在我们做的当中我们就有那个喜乐出来。
You know, I've met multiple brothers and sisters who used to serve in many different roles and capacities. Many brothers and sisters that I've met, they serve in different ways.
了解了很多弟兄姊妹在聚会当中都有不同的服事。
And whether here at ICA or during my college fellowship when I was at NYU.
当我在 NYU 上学的时候，我也有在弟兄姊妹中间有服事。
And there was these particular group brothers and sisters had something in common.
那些参与服事的弟兄姊妹，他们可以说有一个共同点。
It was that they all reached a point where they said that they felt burnt out.
他们常常会到了某一个时间点一个阶段，他们觉得自己好像精疲力竭了一样。
And they said that they needed to take a break from serving.
他们常常会说他们需要暂停服事，他们需要时间去休息。
And this issue at surface seems like it's a physical exhaustion.
好像表面看起来是一个我们身体上的一个疲劳。
But over time you realize it's much deeper than that.
但慢慢的我就意识到其实这个问题要比这个表面看起来要深刻的多。
Because if it was strictly physical tiredness, they would still want to engage in the things of God.
因为如果只是身体上的疲倦的话，我们还是愿意来服侍神、亲近神的。
And unfortunately, some of these brothers and sisters have stopped meeting with the body of believers entirely.
但是很多我们看到他们当中的人，因着这样的中断，他们就远离神。
Even with the added convenience of a virtual option.
好像即使是后来可以有了这个远程的聚会，他们也不再来参加聚会。
I've come to learn that feeling burnt out is rarely a case of doing too much.
所以我觉得这个精疲力竭的这种身体的感觉，其实并不是因为服事上做了很多的事情。
Rather, it's often because we're not approaching things from the right place.
我觉得是在他们的服事没有从一个对的地方来出发。
So brothers and sisters, if upholding the Lord's commandments ever feel burdensome,
好像他们感到来遵守神的诫命、服侍神是一个非常重担的事情。
Or if you ever feel that serving the Lord feels like a chore,
如果你觉得来亲近神、服侍神是一个很琐碎的、很有负担的事情。
Pray to the Lord and ask for ourselves to have a greater love for Him.
那么就请你来到神面前来祷告，求他能够给你更多的爱来爱他。
And I'm confident that thing won't feel so burdensome.
因着你更多的爱，你不会觉得遵守他的命令是负担。
The next thing about loving the Lord is that it involves repentance.
我下面要交通的是关于爱主的内容是关于悔改。
So let's turn to John chapter 21, another passage brothers and sisters might be familiar with.
让我们再来看大家都很熟悉的一处经节，就是在约翰福音的21章。
Yeah, verse 15 to 17. This is where the Lord appears to Peter after his resurrection.
21章的15到17节，这是主对彼得说的话。
After the resurrection.
在主复活之后。
So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my lambs.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep.
耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
One day during my commute, I was listening to someone share about two of the Lord's disciples who had wronged him.
我之前曾听到过弟兄一个分享，就是说在主的门徒里面有两个人背叛主。
Two of his closest followers who had rejected the Lord.
有两位跟随他的门徒拒绝过主。
And the well-known one that even non-believers know is of course Judas.
当然当中最有名的甚至是不认识神的人都知道他的故事，就是关于犹大。
And the other is Peter.
第二位门徒就是彼得。
And both these men were part of the 12 disciples who were with the Lord throughout his ministry.
我们知道这两位门徒都是跟随主，在他传道的期间一直跟随主的。
Both witnessed the miracles he had performed.
他们两个都见证了主在地上行的神迹。
Both heard the Lord's teachings in his infinite wisdom.
他们都听到了主在那里传道。
Both were given power to preach and cast out demons.
他们甚至都在一起传道，一起赶鬼。
Both even listened to the Lord's prophecy about their own future sins.
他们甚至都听到了主对他们自己 预言到他们将来 要对主犯罪的这样的一个预言。
We know that the Lord, we know that Judas betrayed the Lord with a kiss.
我们知道后来犹大因着一个吻他出卖了他的主。
Turning him over to the chief priests and elders to later be crucified.
他把耶稣交给了那个祭司长和文士最后被钉了十字架。
And that same night, Peter denied the Lord publicly 3 times.
而彼得三次公开的去否认主。
Claiming that he did not know Christ nor was ever with him.
他说他从来不认识这个人也没有跟他在一起。
Both Judas and Peter felt heavy remorse over their actions.
我们也看到犹大和彼得在后面都后悔自己的行为。
Yet Judas ended up committing suicide.
而犹大的结局是他自杀。
While Peter went on to become one of the great disciples.
而彼得成为一个非常了不起的门徒。
Today we know Judas as a treacherous traitor who loved money.
我们知道今天我们知道犹大爱他的财爱在这地上的财宝。
And on the other hand, we regard Peter as someone who loved the Lord.
当我们谈到彼得的时候，我们知道这位门徒爱的是主。
So what was the key difference that led to such divergent paths between the two men?
我们看到这两个人是什么让他们就他们的后来人生的结局完全不一样了。
It was repentance.
就是要点就是悔改。
We mentioned earlier that both felt remorse.
我提到了他们两个人在犯罪之后他们都有后悔。
Judas received 30 pieces of silver for betraying the Lord.
他犹大他后悔他想退回那个卖主得的30块钱。
And afterwards he tried returning them back to the chief priests and elders.
他去找到那个祭司长他想把这些东西退回。
And he admitted to betraying innocent blood.
而且他承认他卖了这个无辜人的血。
In Peter's case, after Peter denied the Lord 3 times, Luke records that when the Lord turned and looked at Peter, Peter remembered what the Lord had said and wept bitterly.
而彼得他否认主之后他就想起了主对他的说的话当主回头看他的时候路加福音里面写到彼得就出去痛哭。
So they both felt remorse.
我们可以看到他们两个人在犯罪之后都有后悔的表现。
But remorse does not equate to repentance.
但是后悔是不等同于悔改的。
Many people define repentance as a turning away from sin.
很多人把悔改定义为从面向罪来转头。
And to turn away from something, you need to turn to something else.
当我们从面向罪转头的时候，我们要转向一个新的目标。
True repentance means to turn away from sin and turn towards the Lord.
悔改的意思就是从罪中转向而转向我们的主。
Judas did not turn towards the Lord.
我们看到犹大并没有转向主。
He turned to himself.
他转向的是面向自己。
He took matters into his own hands and ended his own life.
他好像想用靠着自己来解决这样的事情，最后的结局就是他上吊自杀。
We know Peter, after his moment of weakness, did turn back to the Lord.
当彼得在这个困难软弱的时候，他愿意来转向主。
Because the Bible tells us that after the Lord's death, he got up and ran to the tomb when he heard the Lord had risen.
因为圣经告诉我们，当他听到主复活以后，他就来立即就去到那个坟墓的地方。
And then we just read in chapter 21 that the Lord reappears to Peter after his resurrection.
我们刚读的约翰福音21章，我们也看到主耶稣在复活之后再一次的向彼得显现。
And 3 times does the Lord ask Peter if Peter loves him.
三次主问彼得你爱我吗？
Each question seemingly piercing his soul.
好像每一次的问题都是能够扎到彼得的那个最心的最深处。
And 3 times does Peter reply that he does love the Lord.
而这三次每一次彼得都回答是的我爱你。
Each declaration of love seemingly covering each denial of faith from earlier.
好像每一次彼得宣告这样的爱的这样的宣告都是好像抵消了之前每一次他公开的否认主。
And from then on, we know that Peter is restored and that he ultimately gives up his own life for the Lord's sake.
我们知道从那个时候彼得就被恢复了，他转变，他成为了后面他成为了这样为着主的缘故，他甚至愿意 把自己完全生命都摆上的一个门徒。
Brothers and sisters, when we sin, when we inevitably sin,
当我们弟兄姊妹，当我们犯罪的时候，
it's not enough to simply recognize it and say, I'm sorry or my bad.
我们只是意识到犯罪，然后说，哦，抱歉，我做了不对的事，这样，仅仅这样是不够的。
Loving the Lord entails true repentance.
因为我们知道，爱主就包括了真正的悔改。
It involves turning to Him and out of love for who He is, living a transformed life.
真正的悔改就是那个我们要转向他，来过我们因着转向他，我们爱他是谁，而过着那个被改变的生活。
And so now we come to the last point today of what loving the Lord entails.
我们再来交通最后今天我想交通的一点。
And let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
让我们来翻到约翰一书第四章。
Let's first read verses 9 and 10.
我们先来看约翰一书四章的九节十节。
By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through Him.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
And then if you read verse 19,
我们再来看十九节。
We love because He first loved us.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Now, earlier we shared that we need to love the Lord for who He is, and that from this love we do His commandments and repent.
我们之前提到，我们爱神是因为他是谁，我们因着爱他，我们愿意遵守他的诫命，我们也愿意真的悔改。
And here John tells us the reason behind why we love the Lord.
在这里，约翰就告诉我们那个我们爱主那背后的原因是什么。
Or in other words, what is the source of this love that we have for Him?
换句话说，我们对着他的那个爱的来源是哪里？
We find the love to give to the Lord because He first loved us.
我们就发现原来我们对主的那个爱也是源自于他先爱了我们。
He is the one who initiated this relationship.
他是那一位开始我们之间关系的那一位。
So how do we know the Lord loves us?
我们如何知道神爱我们呢？
The answers are all in here.
这个答案就在我们的圣经里面。
Here we read about how the salvation plan was put into effect long before our existence.
我们知道在创世以前，他就为我们预备了这样完备的救赎的计划。
Here we learn about how the ultimate sacrifice was made on our behalf.
我们就知道他为我们有这样的牺牲。
Here in the Bible, we find out about all that the Lord has in store for us.
我们借着圣经也知道神为我们预备了所有这样的恢复的工作。
So brothers and sisters, do you want to love the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹，我问你，你愿意爱我们的主吗？
Do you want to love the Lord more?
你愿意更多的爱我们的主吗？
Then you first need to understand He loved you first.
我需要让你明白的是，是他先爱了我们。
After all, you can't truly love someone that you don't know.
毕竟，当然，我们不能爱一个人，但我们却不知道他是谁。
And so the evidence for this love is all over Scripture.
我们知道在圣经里各处就都是这样爱的证据。
If you ever find it hard or difficult to read God's Word,
当你任何时候觉得好像读主的话语都有些疲劳、疲倦了，
Don't treat it as a chore or some, you know, spiritual quota that you have to meet.
千万不要把它当成一个琐碎的事情或者是一个功课去完成。
View it as an opportunity to learn more about the Lord.
你要把读主的话当成一个宝贵的机会，这个机会就是去更多的认识我们的主。
In fact, you can treat it as a love letter.
当然，最后你就会爱我们的主更多。
You can treat the Bible as a love letter.
你可以把这本圣经看作神写给我们的情书。
Because the more we learn about the Lord,the more we will understand how He loves us.
因为当我们更多的了解我们这位主的时候，我们就更多的了解他对我们的爱。
And the more we understand how He loves us, the more we will be able to love Him back.
当我们更多的了解他对我们的爱的时候，我们就更多的愿意回馈，更多的爱他。
And so to conclude, I want to read the lyrics of a song I came across the other day.
作为结束，我想来跟大家分享一首歌的歌词。
In fact, it's a modified version of a popular Christian children's song.
实际上这是一个改编的版本，改编自一首非常非常著名的儿童的基督徒的歌曲。
Now, thank the Lord that even songs for children can contain such precious truths for believers to carry out throughout their entire lives.
好像尽管这是感谢神，尽管这是一个给小朋友的歌，但是它里面极其的丰富，好像我们终生都可以受用在这里面。
And so on this note, I also encourage brothers and sisters to invite younger ones to sign up for VBS in August.
顺便提，我也是愿意我们的邀请更多的小朋友能够参加我们后面的这个儿童的圣经的聚会。
Because there's no such thing as being too early to hear these truths.
因为我们知道让孩子们了解这样的真理永远不会觉得是太早。
Anyways, this particular songwriter was inspired by his grandmother who had developed Alzheimer's.
这位词的作者呢，他是基于他的祖母的一个故事，受到祖母的一个真实的事情的启发写的。
And so his grandmother had forgotten all those around her and couldn't even remember herself.
他的祖母有这个老年痴呆的疾病，他好像身边的很多很多事情都已经忘记了。
However, the songwriter would share this beautiful testimony that even with dementia, his grandma would sing the chorus of this children's song every day at home.
这位词的作者他分享的这样一个美好的见证，就是他这位已经患老年痴呆的祖母，他忘记了很多的事情，但他仍然记得这一首儿童的基督徒的歌曲。
And he was so moved by his grandma's conviction when singing the song.He decided to write additional verses.
所以他非常的感动，他就决定要把这首很短的这首歌曲，他要给他续写。
And I was so touched when I listened to the lyrics and I understood that this is his grandma's conviction.
当我读他写的词的时候，在思想到这个祖母的情况的时候，我就非常的感动。
So I'll read through the entire lyrics.
我要把这个完整的歌词念一遍。
And I hope that brothers and sisters can meditate on the weight of these words.
我希望弟兄姊妹也能够来好好仔细来默想这个歌词中写到的。
And then we can conclude with a word of prayer, take a break, and then later when we have communion, I think that's a wonderful opportunity for us to profess our love.
接着我们会有一些结束的祷告，我们休息之后我们会有薄饼，这也是很好的机会让我们来默想。
So the song goes like this.
下面是他这首歌的歌词。
Jesus loves me, this I know.
耶稣爱我，我知道。
For the Bible tells me so.
因有圣经告诉我。
Little ones to him belong.
孩童虽小，他亲爱。
They are weak, but he is strong.
虽弱，犹能靠他强。
Jesus loves me with his life.
耶稣以他的生命爱我。
That he even chose to die.
他甚至选择死亡。
On the cross, he thought of me.
他在十字架上想到我。
Now my song shall ever be.
现在我的歌将永远唱下去。
Jesus loves me with no bounds.
耶稣对我无边无际的爱。
Greater love could not be found.
更大的爱我无法找到。
When a doubt says something else.
当疑虑告诉我还有其他事情时。
I will sing over myself.
我将歌唱出来。
Yes, Jesus loves me.
是的，耶稣爱我。
Yes, Jesus loves me.
是的，耶稣爱我。
Yes, Jesus loves me.
是的，耶稣爱我。
The Bible tells me so.
圣经如此告诉我。
Jesus loves me, and I know.
耶稣爱我，我知道。
He is making me a home.
他正在为我准备一个家。
When I stare into his eyes,
当我凝视他的眼睛时。
I will say a billion times.
我会说上亿万次。
Jesus, I love you.
耶稣，我爱你。
Jesus, I love you.
耶稣，我爱你。
Jesus, I love you.
耶稣，我爱你。
Because you first loved me.
因为你先爱了我。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your great love towards us.
主，我们感谢你这浩大的爱。
how unworthy we are, how unlovable we are.
我们是如此的不配，如此的不值得这样的爱。
Yeah, we thank you, we love us with everything you have.
但是我们感谢你用所有的东西来爱我们。
So our Lord, our prayer, Lord, our prayer is simple.
所以我们的祷告如此的简单。
Teach us how to love you more.
教导我们如何更多的爱你。
That we may love you with all of ourselves.
让我们用我们全人来爱你。
And whatever little we have to offer, may you find it acceptable in your sight.
让我们全人全心的都来爱你。
So we thank you, Lord, for everything.
我们感谢你为我们的预备的一切。
And pray all these things in your most holy and precious name.
我们这样的祷告是靠你圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.